Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
He's a hometown kid who became a major league star. And now he's part of our broadcast family here in Atlanta. It's the Jeff Francoeur Show. Frenchie is only on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
He joins us once a week to talk Braves baseball. It's Jeff Francoeur on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. Jeff, good afternoon. Hopefully the Braves can bounce back tonight. It's just something we talked about earlier in the program, fundamentals, and maybe we're too close to it, but it seems like this team fundamentals affect them in a negative way more so than any other around Major League Baseball.
Well, I think we're just not used to seeing some of the mistakes that are happening, some of the little things that, look, when you are not winning all the time and you're playing close games, quite frankly, they stick out. And I think you're seeing that right now. And, you know, it's coming at kind of some times that that you need to make a play, and we're not making it.
Yeah, we had said, how many moments do you win or lose in a baseball game helps determine how good a shot you have to win it. Jeff, I think the number that I read this morning, they're 14-3 in games they were leading after seven. It feels like more than three, but I remember last year it was 23-0.
But then you go to the eighth and the ninth and extra innings. That's where the trouble comes in.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Last year it was zero, and this year it's already three, and we just hit May 15th.
Yeah. Well, you look at the bullpen, for me, you know, hopefully Chris Martin, whether it's today or tomorrow, you know, Shane Green here, hopefully sooner than later. You start to get two good right-handed arms down there that, to me, will help stabilize the bullpen. Because right now, you know, your options are lefty, 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 lefty. And, you know, not to say, because these lefties can get righties out, but when you got a lineup like last night, you know, sometimes we play the Nats, right-handed heavy lineups, it's nice to have a right-handed power arm come in there to get some outs. And right now, Brian Snicker doesn't have that opportunity.
And like you said, when it's a tight game and little things aren't getting done, it comes back to bite you. And then you got a guy that we talked about earlier, Jeff, and Robbie Ray. I don't know what was going on with him, the career-high 10 strikeouts.
Well, look, he throws hard. He throws 95, 96. And, you know, I'd say if there's one thing that the Braves sometimes have struggled with, it's a good left-handed starter. The guy going tonight, Hyun-Jin Ryu, has had great success against the Braves over the past. So, you know, I think you're seeing, you know, we talked about last night going into the game, you know, Marcell Zuna hitting under 100 against left-handed pitching. And, you know, Robbie Ray put an 0-2 pitch that honestly was his worst pitch of the night. If he'd thrown anything else, he probably would have struck him out for a third time, ended up giving the home run. But you're seeing some of these lefties have really done a good job against these Braves hitters, keeping them kind of off balance. And quite frankly, his fastball was good last night.
Jeff, do you feel it's palpable? Last night I said it was a nice thing. You know, you get Guerrero, who's young, Ronald Acuna, who's young. You could certainly throw Bo Bichette, who I think sort of gets a little bit lost in a shuffle. A bunch of multi-hit games to start his career. He's a good player. Biscio, I think, is playing a little bit of catch-up. But how good is it to see 22- and 23-year-olds on the field, knowing that the baseball world might be paying attention, and maybe you can garner a few more eyeballs with a night like last night where both guys go deep and do what they're quote-unquote supposed to do in a game like that?
Yeah, that's what you want. You know, you look at Vlad, he had the big two-run homer, knocked in the go-ahead run, and then you got, you know, you look over at the other side, you know, and you got Ronald, who scored both the first two runs last night, hit an absolute laser beam for a home run. So, I mean, that's what you want. You want your stars, you want your young players that are marketable. And I said, I think if baseball wants to be smart, the one thing they do is continue to market the young guys. Look, when you're young, you don't have families, you got plenty of time, whether it's doing a commercial, doing something else, guys want to do that. They haven't got paid for the most part yet. So, you know, I think baseball needs to do a good job of, you know, you got 7-8 young players that honestly can be the face of this game.
Jeff Rancour with us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. Christian Pache now hitting .119. Does he need more seasoning down at the minor league level?
Yeah, you know, it would be more than great, and he's done that for the Braves. But, you know, I thought we'd get more from him offensively. Saw the double last night. You know, here and there we're seeing signs of life. But at the same time right now, you know, unless Ender's healthy or, you know, Heredia, who was playing really well at the time before he got hurt, your options are kind of limited. So I think until one of those guys can come back up, get a little playing time, see what's going on, you know, right now Christian's your guy that you're going to have to live with in center field before you can kind of set him back and maybe let him get more ABs.
So it's kind of like the catcher position. It's Contreras. It's your game right now, like it or not.
Yeah, absolutely. And I said last night, you know, I think William does a phenomenal job from an offensive standpoint. I think we all agree he'll hold his own and be just fine. Defensively is why you're seeing, you know, you would love for him to have more time, you know, to learn how to call a game, to learn how to catch a game, to learn these little things. You know, the other thing, too, is, you know, for him, you're seeing him try the one knee thing, catching. You know, I'm not going to harp too much on that. Other than say, I don't love it. I don't, you know, if there's nobody on base and you want to go to one knee, I guess that's fine. I got no problem. You want to steal low strike. But, you know, when a guy's getting ready to steal, and I'll just say this, the other night in the Phillies game, JT Realmuto started on one knee. And when you saw Ronald Acuna get on first base and get ready to steal, you saw him go straight to you know, standing up on both feet, getting ready to try to throw him out. So, you know, those are things that he's going to have to battle through and try to figure out what's best for him.
Jeff, I was thinking about you the other day because when you started this job, you and I, we legitimately had a conversation about wanting to be in the visitor's clubhouse side. You should have a vibe as to what's going on in yours. You certainly can make a phone call or three. The time spent in the other team's clubhouse and the manager's office is a big deal. How much are you missing that right now?
I am. I'm missing seeing the guys, missing seeing the teammates that you played with, you played against. And, you know, for me now, a lot of guys that I played against or even teammates are now coaching. And, you know, missing seeing them talking baseball, it's tough. And, you know, hopefully sooner and later we're going to get access where we can get down there, you know, and have conversations with them and see what's going on. Because that is the tough part. Like I said, I know a lot of guys on the Braves. I'm able to text and call here and there. You still don't want to bother them too much during the season. I remember what it's like as a player. You know, you get up, you're spending the morning and early afternoon with your family before you go to the park. So kind of the last thing you want to do is be talking on the phone baseball. So, you know, it has been difficult to get a pulse of kind of what's going on and where they're at.
Jeff Rancour with us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line, joining us once a week to talk some Braves here on the Fan 680 and 93.7 FM. Obviously, we've talked about Ronald Acuna Jr. being hit by another pitch the other night, but when you look at the big picture, he hasn't been hit that many times. Is it up to him, as Domino said, to maybe start making some adjustments, getting those hands out of there?
You know, look, what makes him so good is that guys have to come in on him. They have to come in. If they just live away out over the plate, they're going to get absolutely crushed by Ronald. So, you know, they're going to try to make him move his feet a little bit. You know, look, I think you just got to kind of live with it. You hope that he can find a way to turn his bat back into it, not get hit in the hands. But at the same time, you wonder if you tell him to do that stuff, do you change the type of player he is? Do you change the approach that he has? I think one thing we can say, one of the main reasons Ronald is doing what Ronald's doing right now is because he's not chasing that inside pitch. He's letting it go, and he's getting the ball out over the plate. If you move him back off the plate a little bit or you get him to try to change some of that, like I said, at the end of the day, do you take what he does so well away from him? And, you know, look, I don't really think you want to do that.
Yeah, you're playing a dangerous game there. There's no question about it.
You want
him to stay healthy, though. So it's kind of like six on one hand, half a dozen on the other.
Yeah, it is. It's tough. You need him to stay healthy. You need him in that lineup every day. With that being said, you know, how do you tell a guy, hey, we need you to back off the plate? Now all of a sudden, maybe he does start swinging at that inside pitch and rolling over and what he's done so well. So, look, I think he's just got to find a way to go with it, and you just hope that, as you said, maybe the one thing he could do is you know, try to be able to turn that back in there. But that's a tough thing to tell a young player.
Hey, real quick, a lot of 59-footers. I don't know who's keeping count, but I think there might be a record of 58 and 59-footers this year in baseball. I know that everybody wants velocity up, and they want to spin it as hard as they can down. Whether it's substance, and I do think, whether it's the baseball and a little bit of substance on hands, these guys trying to rip these pitches. It's incredible how many balls are bouncing at 59 feet. Now, not a bad strategy if it makes the other stuff up top look tougher to hit, but it really is incredible. There's nothing that a pitcher wants in the middle of the zone right now. They're not working to the middle at all.
And that's one of the issues, Chris, that we talk about sometimes with our game, you know, that I don't necessarily love, is it's turning into a little bit of a strikeout or walk. And, you know, I look at it last night. Look how the Blue Jays came back and beat us in that eighth inning. Base hits, putting the ball in play. You know, a little dribbler over there to Freddie. You know, Hernandez kind of blooped that one to right field or whoever was after him. So, I mean, you know, I think you do need to see guys, maybe hitters, change your approach a little bit and think about, you know, what they're going to play the shifts in some of this. Beat them at their own game. And, you know, like you said, pitchers right now, they don't want to give up hits. They want to strike you out. And if they get behind, they're fine with walking you.
Now, you saw it from Jacob Webb, the walk with the bases loaded last night. Do you think that's a lingering after effect? It seemed that way the other night on Saturday when he doesn't cover home and then ran into trouble after that. And last night he gets the walk, and you can just see the frustration on his face.
Yeah, you know, the walk killed. And, you know, look, I came on last night, and I was a little bit hard on Jacob not covering first. And I will be honest, though, I got a text from three or four different pitchers, Braves pitchers, that had kind of told me, though, that ball is Freddie's to go home right there. You're playing in, and when that ball's there, which, you know, if you do go back and think, if Jacob does start to cover and Freddie unleashes it, you're in the middle of a – so, you know, I do think that was a brain fart the other night by Jacob when he threw it away and then didn't cover home. But, you know, I do think last night where Freddie was playing off the bag so far, you know, I do have to say that, you know, Freddie's got to probably take the bullet on that a little bit, too, and the fact that whether he bobbled it or didn't charge enough, your play is at home. But you're right. These guys, without Chris Martin, without Shane Green, they need a righty to step up right now, whether it's Luke Jackson, whether it's Jacob Webb. Someone's got to take the ball and get the job done.
Hey, can you do me a favor? I'm seriously asking. If you get a chance to talk to some guys, with today's hitting, and we've had this conversation now for a couple of weeks, I think it's fair. It's harder to hit now than ever before. Anybody changing the weight of their bat, anybody changing the length of their bat, do you think we'll ever see a day where a multiple of guys actually choke up, or is that too much of a change to make up here? I'm really curious if guys are trying to go on the offensive. I don't remember who the hell said it. He said, we're swinging. Oh, it was Chris Bryant. He said, we're at the plate swinging defensively. No doubt about it. He said, you're swinging defensively now more than ever. Do you think there's been a change in weight, length, or do you think we'll ever see guys actually choke up, even if it's an inch off the bat, depending upon count?
I would. You know, when you talk about what you just said there, I think the problem I see too, though, Chris, is you see two-strike swings. Guys are taking massive swings.
Oh, yeah.
So you do that, you're asking for trouble. And, you know, I think the best hitter that I watch all the time, you watch Freddie do it with two strikes, punch it the other way. JT Realmuto, how many times have we seen him shoot the ball to the right side with two strikes? Go watch JT next time. He chokes up about, you know, an inch or two on the bat with two strikes to get some bat control. So I think, yes, pitchers are kind of – it's the toughest time to hit. I couldn't agree more. But at the same time, the hitters have to make adjustments. And if you don't make adjustments, then you know what? At some point, you're either going to hit 220 – and you're going to be sitting there kicking yourself, and you're going to strike out 180 times, or you fight back and you start putting the ball in play.
All right, let's see if the Braves can make some adjustments and get back on the winning side tonight. Jeff Rancour, as always, thanks for the time.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Jeff Rancour with us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line.
Spring is here, and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.